Be'etachon for Life, Shir 1249, Thursday, Parshas Shlach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hatzlacha in a certain area. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send them bracha and Hatzlacha in everything that they do. We are explaining how Be'etachon and Tefillah work hand in hand, and we discussed it in previous shirim. We're just elaborating on it over here in the context that we're discussing how betachon enhances your tefillah. And basically the point is that a person should use both tools. If a person has an option which one to work on, betachon is more powerful than tefillah. Betachon brings you closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom in a certain sense than tefillah does. However, we are not on the highest levels of betachon, and therefore we try to use both. So in a practical way, the way a person would use both is that a person, we're discussing the level of tikva, so a person is hopeful that he should be zeicha to the Yeshua. Let's say a person, Achmal Tzlan, has a chayla in his house. So he has tikva, he's hopeful that the Rebbeinu Shalom Be'ezer Hashem send him a Yeshua. And even if the doctors give up hope, he does not give up hope, because he has tikva. And at the same time, he uses the power of tefillah to daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom that he should be zeiche to have the Yeshua. Here is an interesting combination between the two, because the only reason why he's davening is because he has the tikva. If a person gave up hope, he won't daven either, because he gave up hope. Or he might daven half-heartedly. But when a person has tikva, now there's hope. It's not the highest level of betachon. He's still not convinced he'll see a Yeshua, but he's hopeful. And he knows that just because the doctor says there's no Yeshua, doesn't mean there's no Yeshua. Then he can turn to the Rebbeinu Shlom and tefillah. And then his tikva can enhance his tefillah in a simple way like we just explained. Because when you're hopeful, you turn to the Rebbeinu Shlom and tefillah. But then you also have what the Ramchal says, that tikva enhances your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you clear out the pipes. You have a direct line to the Rabbeinu Shalom through your tikva. And now your tefillah can penetrate Shemayim, and Be'ezer Hashem, you can be zeicha to the Yeshua. So this is the mechanics that the Ramchal is teaching us. Tikva, betachin, and tefillah are really different, but they can overlap, especially in the lower levels of betachon like tikva. Because since you need hishtadlus, you need tefillah too. And therefore, you work on your tikva and you put effort into your tikva and you're really hopeful. And a person can even advance, like we'll see, there's higher levels. Techelas, chikui, there are higher levels of betachon. But in the level of tikva specifically, there is for sure room for tefillah. And it's actually interesting that Chazal used the term tikva for tefillah and for betachon. Tikva can really be used for both, because when a person is hopeful, he can still daven. But in the context that the Ramchal is discussing, when a person has tikva, he opens up the channels and enables his tefillah to penetrate, and then Be'ezer Hashem, he will be zeicha to a Yeshua.